Track 22. Unit 11. Listening 1. Part 2. Sentence completion.
Hello, my name's Michael Gallagher, and I've come to talk to you about one of my great passions, the weather. Now, for the past 40 years, I've worked as a postman in an area which includes some of the more remote parts of County Donegal. And for more than 25 of those years, I've been using traditional methods to make predictions about the weather. Now, as a postman, I've had the privilege of meeting many people from the surrounding towns and villages, particularly farmers, who've taught me a great deal about how to interpret what goes on in the natural world, the behaviour of the animals, birds, insects and plants that are all around us. These people have had to struggle with the elements to make a living from the land, and over the centuries, they've built up a vast store of knowledge and folklore to help them read the signs which are present in nature, signs which can help us predict the weather. You can read more about these in my book, which is called Traditional Weather Signs, but I'll give you a few examples now of what's in it. Let's start with birds. Birds are very sensitive to changes in the weather, and we can learn a lot from them. For example, swallows flying low are a sign that rain is on its way, and so are crows if they're flying in groups. But swallows flying high tell us that the weather's going to get better. Cats, too, can help us predict the weather, particularly if they're sitting by the fire. A cat washing its face there is a sure sign of wet weather. But if it's sitting with its back to the fire, then you know that frosty weather is coming. Farm animals are good indicators, too. Cows, horses, goats, sheep, you just have to watch the way they behave. Cows, for instance, they don't stay in the middle of a field if they sense a storm approaching, and neither do horses or donkeys. If you see them grazing with their backs to a hedge, you know the weather's going to turn bad. Now, some of you will know me from my longer-range forecasts, which are reported in the media from time to time. Last year, for example, I got it right when I said we were going to have a warm summer in Ireland. Now, I knew that because the sheep on the low ground started heading back to the hills in late spring to graze, and that's always an indication that the harsh winter and spring are over and good weather is on the way. And then I predicted that cold snap we had 2 winters ago, and I got that from a combination of events. The sheep were hungry, so they started coming off the mountains at the beginning of December to look for food. Then there was the fact that grass started growing as late as October on the lowland, and also the way the sun was shining on the mountains. It was giving off an orange glow. The sun, the moon, the stars, they've all been used to make predictions for centuries in rural Ireland. Many of us are familiar with the saying, "Red sky at night, shepherd's delight," meaning that the weather will be fine tomorrow if the sky is red at the end of today. But there's a whole lot more that can be predicted from what's up there above us. And you can read more about that in my book. Now, I'm sure some of you would like to know what the weather's going to be like in the week ahead. Well, where I live, we can expect some very heavy rain for the next 3 or 4 days. I noticed the frogs were coming out of the mud this morning, and they weren't their usual bright green colour. They were much darker. Now, that's a bad sign. As for this part of the world...